The Priestly Epistles of Paul, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, Right Division, An Overview of Dispensational Truth, by Mark D. Vogt. Part 20, A Brief Survey of the Greek Scriptures, Paul's Place in God's Plan. The Priestly Epistles of Paul, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. And Paul's letters to the Thessalonians were written during his Acts period ministry, a time when Israel still held spiritual priority in God's dealings with humanity. Though nations, Gentiles, were being invited to share in spiritual blessings, they did so through Israel's rise, not her fall. The barrier between Jew and Gentile had not yet been removed. These two epistles, therefore, belong to Paul's priestly ministry, not to the later administration of the secret revealed after the close of Acts. Their outlook is entirely earthly, anticipating the establishment of the kingdom upon the earth, the day of Christ, as well as a focus on the eventual coming of the Lord, the day of the Lord. The main theme, the coming of the Lord. Both letters are filled with expectation and comfort concerning the Lord's prophetic return. The believers at Thessalonica were suffering persecution, and Paul wrote to assure them that their ultimate deliverance would come when Christ returned from heaven. Yet the coming he describes is not the same as the celestial manifestation of the one body found in Colossians 3:4. The saints of the Thessalonians epistles were looking for rescue from coming indignation, God's judgment upon the earth, not for his secret removal to heaven. The misunderstanding of this distinction gave rise to the popular rapture doctrine, a word not found in Scripture. Many imagine that the church will be caught away to heaven before, during, or after a tribulation period. But Paul's Thessalonian letters do not present a heavenly escape. They describe Christ's future prophetic descent to earth to rule as king. The well-known passage in 1 Thessalonians 4:15-17, often used to support the rapture theory, speaks of believers being caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Yet the purpose of this meeting is not to depart for heaven, but to accompany the Lord as he returns to earth. The Greek word parousia means presence, a royal appearing. The saints meet him in the air to escort him in triumph as he descends to assume his throne as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Paul continues in chapter 5, connecting this event with the day of the Lord. This day concerns judgment, setting this right, and the inauguration of the millennial reign of Christ on the earth. Those caught up to meet him will return with him to share in that rule. The second epistle, further clarification. In 2 Thessalonians, Paul again emphasizes the earthly revelation of Christ. In 1:7-10, he speaks of the unveiling of the Lord Jesus from heaven, coming with his messengers in flaming fire to bring justice upon the disobedient. His purpose is to manifest himself in the world, not to remove believers from it. Some were troubled by claims that the day of the Lord had already come. Paul corrects this by explaining that certain prophetic events must occur first, including the unveiling of the man of lawlessness. In chapter 2, verse 9, the word parousia again appears, translated advent. It describes Christ's visible, physical arrival on earth to assume authority, distinguishing the administrations. Right division requires us to separate these early letters from Paul's later revelations found in Ephesians and Colossians. During the Acts period, Israel remained at the center of God's plan. After Israel's setting aside, Paul received the secret administration, in which members of Israel and the nations are united in one joint body with a super celestial calling. Our expectation is not the day of the Lord, but manifestation with Christ in glory, Colossians 3:4. Glory here denotes not merely splendor, but also a location, the super-celestial realm where Christ now sits at God's right hand. To apply the Thessalonian hope to the one body of the secret administration is to confuse earth with the heavens, far up above all heavens, and Israel's promises with our own. Summary and application. The internal evidence of the Thessalonian epistles shows that these letters concern the second coming, parousia, of Christ to the earth, the rescue of believers from the coming indignation, and the establishment of his kingdom. They are part of Paul's priestly ministry, written while Israel's priority still stood. All Scripture is profitable for us, but not all is written to us. When these epistles are misapplied to the present administration, doctrines like the rapture emerge, obscuring the true, super-heavenly hope of the one body of Ephesians. Satan's method has always been to confuse what belongs to Israel with what belongs to the one body. By exchanging the earthly for the super-heavenly, or the super-heavenly for the earthly, he sows misunderstanding and robs believers of their confidence in present truth. Let the careful student of Scripture, therefore, test the things that differ. Philippians 1:10. When rightly divided, Paul's writings reveal a clear progression, from his early priestly ministry to his later revelation of the unsearchable riches of Christ. The Thessalonian epistles point to the Lord's earthly presence. Ephesians and Colossians unveil his super-celestial glory. To know the difference is to stand firm in the truth of God's perfect plan and to rest in the secure heavenly calling of the one body.